the book Hebrews, part 9. I'm Professor Hannes Rettinghuis of the Blessed Assembly of Jehovah's Witnesses, South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenal version, which is not obtainable through any bookshop in the world. They're not on the shelves of any bookshop in the world. I have a couple of copies available. Please contact us at 07, that's plus 27 international code, 0722-367-124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. I trust that you have gone to my website and check and just read through the article, What is Your God's Name?, which is there. I said you click when it opens. When it says studies, just go to articles and then you read What is Your God's Name? To get a better idea why I am talking about Yahshua, Yahweh, and the Ruach HaKodesh. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are very, very welcome. Hallelujah. Go to part 1, start from the beginning. You have missed quite a bit of information. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to get all the different notifications, all the studies what we're busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. If you start with the TikTok messages, you will see that we are currently running on TikTok the study, What is Your God's Name, in 10-minute little fragments. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you have a 1611 King James Bible ready, a writing pad, and something to write with a pen or anything. Welcome at Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that this study is going to be a real blessing unto you. In the name of Yahshua, we are going to start seeing things that we've never seen in our churches, in Protestantism, in the last 600 years. We're going to continue where we left off yesterday morning. And again, I'm going to start with Hebrew 1, verse 1, to go into the next one. Yahweh Almighty, who at Sandra in the past gone by, and in diverse manners spoke in the past times unto the fathers, which was the nation of Israel, by the prophets. He used prophets. Now we continue verse 2. I hope you've done your homework now, and that you know by yourself what is happening here, even before I'm going to reveal it to you. In the last days, spoke unto us, in brackets, as the bride of Yahshua, in the New Testament. Why? We are functioning in the New Testament. We don't reject the Old Testament. We are functioning in the New Testament. We're going to see why. So, spoken unto us in the New Testament by His Son. Whose Son? Yahweh, Son. Who's the Son? Yahshua, whom He, in brackets, Yahweh, Almighty or God, had appointed heir of all things. So who's the Son? He's not a prophet. Although He performed a prophetic life ministry when He lived on earth, but today He's not a prophet. He's the glorified Son of Yahweh, sitting on the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. Who spoke unto us by His Son, whom He, look at my fingers, Yahweh Almighty, had appointed heir of all things, not only certain things. The Bible says everything in heaven and on earth, under the waters, under the earth. Do we have that? He's heir of everything. By whom He, Yahweh Almighty, had appointed heir of all things. By whom, or brackets, for Him. When it says by whom, means for who. Also He, Yahweh Almighty, look at my fingers, made the worlds. Did you see, when you did your study yesterday, did you see He said made the worlds. Plural. Not only this world, different worlds. Did you pick that up? And that's what you must do. When we read Bible, we just look at singular and plural. Because that makes quite a big difference in explaining what's going to happen next. So this, when it refers to different worlds, by him whom, for who, also he, Yahweh, made the worlds. What does it refer to when it says worlds? It also refers to the life after death. That's a new world. It's not the earth. A world is a place. You understand? He didn't say he made earths. He says new. Also he made the worlds. The worlds, this area, living area, which we call earth, and the other world, which we call heaven, plural. Do you understand what you just read? Do we understand it? A. Make a note. A. According to verse 1 and verse 2, it means that the position and necessity of prophets after the death of Yahushua has been fulfilled, as so many other titles and things in which was referred to in the New Testament. Can I ask you a question? Do you understand what we've been reading now? That he says, verse 1, Hebrew 1 verse, in old times Yahweh spoke to Israel through the prophets. They were the mouthpiece. Verse 2, but in the old time he does not speak to us through prophets. Who is he using? His son. Tell me, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, is that part of the son or not? Yeah, he is part of the son. Because Yahushua said to his disciples before ascending into heaven, he says, go wait in Jerusalem until I will anoint you with another comforter, who is the Ruach HaKodesh. Who? Yahushua will anoint him. He says, I will pray my Father. He says, I will send you the comforter. So if we understand a body, when we pray, we must never try and put God or Yahweh in a body. His spirit, that's why it can be all over the world. So a body doesn't have two right arms. Through Isaiah 53, reading Isaiah 53, and we're busy with study. When I give you a scripture, I expect you to go and read the scripture. Isaiah 53 says that Yahushua was the right hand or arm of Yahweh, revealed unto us. Why? Because Yahweh couldn't come in his full greatness to the earth. That's why he created him a body, a human body, Yahushua, called his son, who was to be the right hand of the Father. That's why when Yahushua was immersed or baptized by John the Immerser, the Ruach descended from heaven unto Yahushua, and a voice said, this is my beloved son, and who I am pleased. And then the Ruach came down on him. Not all of the Father's Spirit, only the right hand, Isaiah 53. You understand? Now he could do the miracles, and you could raise Lazarus from the dead, and you could forgive people's sin, because he was Yahweh revealed in the flesh. First, go and read 1 Timothy 3 verse 16. 1 Timothy 3 verse 16. With that, read Isaiah 9 verse 6 to 7. Isaiah 9 verse 6 to 7. See how these scriptures fits together, where Yahweh will, through Yahushua, dwell on the earth. That is called the Godhead, the revelation of the Godhead. Now, understanding in the Old Testament, Yahweh spoke to the Israelites through a prophet. In the New Testament, if we have Yahweh, the Father, the right hand, Yahshua, I'm using a metaphor, the right hand, Yahshua, because the Bible says he's sitting on the right hand of the authority of Father Yahweh, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, the left hand. Do we understand it? It's all part of the same body. It's all part of the same body. Father moving through the right hand and the left hand, which is the Ruach HaKodesh. Now, the right hand and left hand is actually just one. But because we associate a body with two arms, you understand what I'm saying? That's why I'm using two arms here, for your benefit. But the Bible says in the New Testament, there in Hebrew 1 verse 2, it says Yahweh is speaking to us as bride of Yahshua. Through whom? Through a prophet. No. Why not through a prophet? Why does it emphasize through his son? Where does his son live? Where does Yahshua live? You know, we understand he sits on the right hand of the throne of the Father, or the glory, right, the glory of the Father, the authority. But where does Yahweh, from where does Yahweh and Yahshua and the Ruach function, HaKodesh, function? From my eyebrows to the top of my head is my soul's dimension. This is where the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit is operating from. We bring created the idea that Jaffa Father is sitting millions of light years away on the throne. Yes, he does. That's the whole of the heavens and the earth. But he says your body, he doesn't dwell in bodies, in temples, which is made by hand, or buildings, or churches, or cathedrals, or synagogues, or whatever you want to call it. He says your body is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. So where does he dwell? Not in my heart. Because Dr. Chris Barnard, a South African doctor, he was the first to remove somebody's heart and plant it into somebody else. So now if Jesus lived in this guy's heart, and he takes it out, he plants it and puts it, so Jesus is living in that atheist. This is a Christian, that guy's an atheist. Now suddenly the atheist has got the Christian's heart, so now he's not an atheist anymore. No, that's only a metaphor which the Bible used. It's the way they translated the Bible. Because your heart is the pump that keeps your body going. But it's your soul dimension from my eyebrows to the top, which cannot die, which lives forever. We have become a living soul. Genesis 2 verse 7. Where Yahshua, after he created Adam from the dust of the earth, he blew in his nostrils the breath of life, and he became an ever-living soul, everlasting soul. So, he cannot die. So today, in old times, Yahweh spoke through the prophets. Today, living in us, he speaks to us directly through his son, who is also part of the Ruach HaKodesh and the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is also part of Yahshua. The Holy Ghost is actually the Spirit. It's actually a functioning of Yahshua. And Yahshua is a functioning of the Father. You understand? It's all one. In the Old Testament, easily explainable, I'm going to use the 1611 King James Bible. In the Old Testament, through the law of Moses, 613 laws of Moses, it was God over Israel through the 613 laws. In the New Testament, it was God with Israel through Yahushua on the earth. Today it's God in us through the Ruach HaKodesh. Does this make three different gods? Comes from it's all one God or Elohim. This Elohim is God manifesting in our lives. And that's why he says he doesn't live in temples made with hands. Our bodies is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. So he does not need a prophet anymore. He doesn't not need somebody else to come and tell me I'm living in sin. He will do the work himself through the Ruach HaKodesh. The Ruach HaKodesh will say, hey, you're living in sin. This woman is not your wife. You're living in sin. You see, suddenly your ears is now standing straight up because your pastor won't tell you that you're living in sin. But the Holy Spirit will say that you are living in, because what's the word of the work of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, is to convince us of sin and unrighteousness and lead us in all truth and righteousness. So the Yapa today does not need a prophet. He is using his son or the Holy Spirit to speak to us. Now Tom is caught up with us. Till tomorrow morning of his Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.